6.
And we'll rattle through some more of your questions on this show very soon indeed. In the meantime, it got very busy in the last hour, but we've managed to get hold now of Jeff Stonebanks. Welcome back after a few months' break, actually. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark, and thanks for the heads up yesterday on Twitter that you were replacing Joe today, so
well,
good morning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing okay. In fact, Jim Buttrey said something very nice about me earlier, said I was more helpful than Joe Talbot, so there you go.
I did hear him say that. And Jim, good morning. How lovely to hear your dulcet tones again. I hope you're feeling much better.
Oh, we're back on the boards now, Jeff, and we were talking earlier about that lovely trip I had down to your garden.
I was listening, and I was about to say thanks very much indeed for that great bit of promotion for Driftwood and the Macmillan Garden Trail. We loved having you.
A pleasure, a pleasure.
Yes,
Yes, we'd love to see you this summer too.
Yeah, no, I would definitely do that because I'd love to get on about. Now, let's talk though about the fact that we are literally on the cusp of February, and I guess for you, you're already planning ahead, aren't you?
Well, I am, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, I've not been very well over the winter with a bug, so I've only really just got myself into the garden, and we've had a bit of a miserable end of the year. I mean, Joe always mentions my lovely dog Albert.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Albert was not very well last October, and we had to put him to sleep.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we're gutted, and many of our visitors will miss him too. However, we couldn't resist not being without a dog, so we now have another small rescue dog called Chester, who we adopted just before Christmas.
What breed of dog is Chester?
He's a crossbreed, well, mixed breed. He's got a lot of terrier in him. He has got very long legs and big ears, but he's adorable.
I've got long legs and quite big ears as well, so there you go. How is he doing? Is he all right?
He's doing really well, considering he actually came from the Azores. We adopted him through a small Sussex dog rescue charity, and he came from the Azores 6 weeks ago today.
Wow.
No, he's settled in really, really well.
Oh, that's really good news. So, yeah. In terms of the garden, we were saying that actually, bar one or two very frosty nights, overall, we've had this very mild time, haven't we?
We have, yeah. No, I mean, the garden's looking quite colourful at the moment. Even though I've not done a lot out there, it is looking quite good. But, Anyway, this starts my 8th year of doing this on Digit. Quite amazing how the time's flown by. And obviously, this is the first of the year, and I'm going to update your listeners now on the snowdrop gardens that are opening for the National Garden Scheme across Sussex, Surrey and North East Hants. Regular listeners will know that all the gardens I mention are going to allow children in free and serve refreshments unless I state otherwise. So let's get the ball rolling in North East Hampshire with Bramdean House in Alresford, which opens on Sunday the 9th from 2 to 4 with entry £5. This is a beautiful 5-acre garden with carpets of spring bulbs, especially snowdrops, and a large and unusual collection of plants and shrubs. Also in Hampshire is Chawton House in Alton. It opens on Sunday the 23rd from 11 to 4 with entry £5. Snowdrops are scattered throughout this 14-acre listed English landscape garden, which has sweeping lawns, a ha-ha, wilderness, terraces, fernery and a shrubbery walk that surrounds the Elizabethan manor house.
Oh, I've got to mention Chawton House. It's fantastic. I did a show from there a couple of years ago.
Did
I met
you?
The head gardener down there. Yeah, the house is stunning as well inside. I don't know if the house is open at this time of year, but the gardens are just superb.
Well, there you are. Couldn't get a better recommendation than Mark. There you go. Over now in Sussex, we have Highdown Gardens at 33 Highdown Rise, Littlehampton Road in Goring. This unique chalk gardens are situated on the downland countryside and are home to a unique collection of rare plants, trees and a succession of spring bulbs, snowdrops and crocus. They're actually closed at the moment for a project to enhance the visitor experience, but they're going to open exclusively for the National Garden Scheme's Snowdrop Festival with a suggested donation of £5, and that's next Sunday, the 2nd of February, from 10:30 to 4:30.
Right.
Also in Washington, we've got the old vicarage in the street with 3.5 acres on show. The front formerly laid out with topiary, wide lawn, mixed board and contemporary water feature. The rear features mature trees from the 19th century and a lot of new ones and stunning uninterrupted views of the North Downs. This year they've planted 2,000 tulips and 10,000 mixed bulbs in the meadow area. And it opens on Sunday the 16th from 10:30 to 3:30 with entry £6. Next, at one of the largest snowdrop gardens in Sussex, Pembury House in Ditchling Road, Clayton. Here, all the visits are by arrangement only in both February and March, so check their own website, which is www.pembryhouse.co.uk. Pre-booking is essential, and here entry is £10, but that also includes the refreshments as well, and you can see snowdrops and hellebores at their very best. Over in Cookfield, near Hayward's Heath, there's five Whiteman's Close. It's a relatively small plantsman's garden, but it's full of an exciting, unusual plants and a large snowdrop collection. Again, pre-booked groups and individuals can view on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 15th, 16th, 17th of February, and full contact details for both Whiteman's and Pembury are on the NGS website, which I'll give you at the end. Mm-hmm. In the heart of Brighton, there's the Garden House, which is a friendly garden, always changing with a touch of magic to delight visitors. Garden produce and plants for sale. It opens from 12:30 to 3:30 on Saturday the 28th of February with entry £5, and it's at 5 Worley Road in the heart of the city. Finally, now over to Surrey, where we've got two offerings. The first is Gatton Park in Reigate. This historic 260-acre estate is in the Surrey Hills, of area of outstanding natural beauty, and the seasonal highlights next month include the fabulous displays of snowdrops and aconites, and it's opened on Sunday the 9th from 12 to 5 with entry £5. Today's final offering is Timber Hill in Chobham, with 16 acres of garden, park and woodland, giving an undulating walk with views to the North Downs. Stunning winter garden available to view with Lonicera and Witch Hazel Walk, abundant snowdrops and aconites. It actually opens for 4 days, Monday to Thursday, the 10th to the 13th of February, from 11 to 2, with entry £7. And you mentioned a short while ago the Seedy Saturday event in Lewis Town Hall. Mm-hmm. Perfect chance for listeners to pop along and pick up their 2020 brochure for Sussex. And we've got volunteers there with a small stand. And as I say, pick up your brochure and plan what your garden visits are going to be for 2020. So there we have it for February, Mark. If your listeners require more information, as usual, they can call 01483 211 535, 211 535, during office hours Monday to Friday, or as usual, www.ngs.org.uk.
Wow.
Thank you. I look forward to catching up with Joe at the end of the month.
Yeah, and that's a fairly long list of places we can visit this coming month.
It's amazing. Over the 8 years I've been doing this, we seem to be getting more and more gardens that are opening earlier, because people want to get out, and a lot of winter gardens do actually look attractive, but people tend not to want to show them off because in their own eyes, they're not perfection, because it's not the best time of year. But there are lots of people out there that are interested in seeing gardens at this time of year.
Definitely, yeah. And Gatton Park's another one that I've been to, and it's a stunning place as well to visit. Yeah. So good stuff. Thank you very much, Jeff. Nice to speak to you.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot, Mark. Cheers.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There you go. Jeff's